Sechel Klein Paratas, Mishnah Tas, Levana Masura, Lipnei Shehem Shuan. Somebody who has a piece of clothing that's made out of wool and linen. But the threads of wool and linen were combed and smooth, but they weren't spun and twisted. Even so, this piece of clothing is asur as shatnez. Even though in the Torah, it would be mutter, since the threads of wool and linen were not spun and twisted. And we saw in the previous Mishnah that it's only asur b'klayim in the Torah. If the threads were combed, spun, and twisted, in this case, even though it was combed, it wasn't spun and twisted, but the Rabbanan asured the clothing, since it has one of the three, it was combed, even though it wasn't spun and twisted. And so too, if it was made out of threads of wool and linen that were spun but not combed and twisted, it would also be awesome. Mid-Rabbanan, if you have one of the three, it would be awesome, even though you don't have the other two. Somebody who has a baguette made out of linen, and at the edge of the baguette, he stitched a few threads of wool. That baguette would be also his client, since the wool that he stitched to the end of the baguette envelopes the aret, meaning to say it's on both sides of the baguette. In such a case, it would be also, even though there's only a few threads of wool at the edge of the baguette. Rabbi Yossi says somebody who has a rope made out of purple wool that is using that rope as a belt for a linen rope, it would be forbidden to wear that belt on a linen rope, because they would stitch the belt to the back of the rope before they use the belt. So since it was actually stitched to the linen rope, it is usur as klayim. As klayim is usur if the wool and the linen were fastened together, even though they're not actually part of the same baguette. So yitzro seret shel tzemer v'shel pishta lachar bo es masna alfa pishu ritzua b'emsa. One may not tie a belt made out of wool to a belt made out of linen to put around your waist, even though there's a leather belt in the middle, meaning to say that the wool belt and the linen belt were not actually tied together. There was leather in between. You took a leather belt, and at one end of the leather belt you tied a woolen belt, and at the other end of the leather belt you tied a linen belt. Even so, it's still awesome to wear that belt. And even though the wool and the linen are not tied together, there's leather in between, but when you put that belt around your waist and you tie it, you're going to be tying the wool to the linen. So the wool and the linen are at the ends of the belt. And when you tie it around your waist, you're going to tie the wool to the linen. So therefore, it is forbidden as shotness. Sechel Klein Paratas Mishnah Yud. Osos Agard, Osos Akosin Asura, Mishum Klein. The letters that are made by weavers and by laundrymen are forbidden as Klein. Meaning to say, that somebody is weaving or washing a baguette for somebody, sometimes he will stitch the name of the owner of the baguette to the baguette. And if the baguette is made out of wool, he can't use linen thread to stitch the owner's name on the baguette, and vice versa. If the baguette is made out of linen, you can't use wool thread to stitch the name of the owner to the baguette. Hatoke kipa acha, ain't a keeper. Somebody who uses one stitch to attach a baguette of wool and a baguette of linen, that's not considered an attachment with regard to tuma. Somebody who has a baguette of wool and he has a baguette of pishta and he uses one stick to attach a baguette, it's not an attachment with regard to tuma. If one of the begotten would become tummy, the other baguette that's attached to it with one stitch would not become tummy along with it, since one stitch is not considered an attachment. The aim bummy some client. It's also not usur as client, as since the baguette of semer and the baguette of piston is only attached with one stitch. It's considered two separate begotten, since it's not securely fastened, and it's not usur as client. Shayim to b'shav is puzzle. And somebody who rips the stitch that attaches a wool baguette to the linen baguette on Shabbat, he would be pasur. He would not have to bring a chatas. And this is not considered the malacha of korea, of tearing. And since it was never securely fastened, it was only one stitch that attached it, it's not considered korea when you rip that one stitch on Shabbat. Also, shnei rasheha litzad echad. Chiper, v'yesh ba mishum klein. V'ashayim te b'shabbat chayim. Somebody who has a wool baguette and also a linen baguette, and he stitches the two begotten together with two stitches, even though when he stitched the two together, he did it in such a way that both ends of the thread were to one side, if he knots two ends of the thread together, that would be considered a secure attachment as far as Tumah is concerned. Now that it fits together with two stitches, if one of the Begadim would become Tumah, the other Begad would become Tumah along with it, since they are securely fastened, and it would also be authorized client. And since you now have attached the Begad Shel Tzemer and the Begad Shel Pishtim with two stitches, it is securely fastened, and it would be also as Klayim, and so too, somebody who rips the two stitches on Shabbos would be Chayiv. He would have to bring a Chatzit if he did so B'shogeg, as he has been over on the Malacha of Korea, of ripping, as somebody who rips a Begad on Shabbos on Menach list four with the mind to resew it. It's Chayiv a Chatzit. And in this case, since the two Begadim were securely fastened with two stitches, somebody who rips those two stitches would be chayav b'chatos. Rabbi Huda, Aymer Hachi Yishalosh. Rabbi Huda said three stitches is required to be considered a secure attachment, unless the Begad Shel Tzemer and the Begad Shel Pishtim were attached with three stitches, it would not be considered attached with regard to Tumah, Klayim, and Shabbos. Hasak v'akupa, Mitzdarfin l'klayim, a sack and a basket would combine with regards to klein. Meaning to say, if you have a piece of baguette made out of wool and you stitch it to a sack, and you also have a baguette made out of linen and you stitch it to a basket, and then you stitch the sack and the basket together, that baguette is forbidden as klein. Even though the tzemer and the piston are not actually attached together, they're attached to two separate kalim, and those two kalim are attached together, even so, is considered one baguette, and it would be also as klein. You wouldn't be allowed to wear such a baguette. It would be shotness. And so too, if the wool or the linen are attached to any other two kalim, if you attach it to kalim, it would be also, it would be considered shotness.